Economics. Lots of work to go around. Impact of higher minimum wage seen as minimal. And talk of companies moving to take advantage of cheap labor is overdone, says Manpower Chief. While some critics say the new 300 baht daily minimum wage will backfire as companies relocate or fire workers to save costs, Manpower Group, one of the world's leading recruitment agencies, says the effects are not likely to be that dramatic. Unemployment is absolutely not going to be a problem for the foreseeable future, says Simon Matthews, Manpower Group's country manager for Thailand and the Middle East. Our clients in Thailand are still increasing production, continuing to invest, opening new facilities, and so on, he said. At the moment, I don't see a major challenge in unemployment. Perhaps some of the smaller factories might have some challenges, but companies that employ 5,000 to 6,000 are still continuing to invest and increase production. What will be interesting to watch, he says, is whether some companies might even raise their wages above the new minimum to differentiate between the better skilled and non-skilled labor. As well, workers with more skills may start to look for wages that will distinguish them from those with no skills. Say they were 10% above the old minimum wage, and now they are still kept at 10% above the new minimum wage to attract better people because they understand that skilled labor has value compared to unskilled labor. Talk of businesses relocating to lower wage provinces, the 300 baht wage applies in only 7 provinces so far, may also be overdone, says Mr. Matthews, as wages are not the sole determining factor for a business location. In any case, moving a big business is easier said than done, as it would incur additional costs. Companies also have to consider return on investment, availability of a reliable local workforce, the cost of real estate, supply chains, and logistics. It's understandable that companies may say they are looking into moving, he said, noting that similar talk was prevalent immediately after the floods last year. But so far, we have not had any of our clients in Thailand who are looking to move into another province because of the minimum wage. Mr. Matthews also brushed aside concerns that companies in Thailand would relocate to neighboring countries. From a labor and infrastructure point of view, Myanmar and Cambodia still trail Thailand by a big margin. While there has been a lot of hype about Myanmar, the country has gone through 40 years without infrastructure or skills development, so for a company such as an electronics firm or an automotive firm from Thailand to actually move there, it would have to consider the risks and the availability of skills needed, he said. Thailand has the skills, the infrastructure, and a stable market. I don't really see companies switching off their lights and moving in the short term. Cambodia offers 100% foreign ownership in most sectors, which makes it easier to do business, and only has a minimum wage in the garment industry. However, the country's smaller population, small skilled workforce, and lack of middle management because of the conflict in the 1970s dent the country's attractiveness. We are getting asked by companies in Cambodia to look into supplying them with expertise from Thailand because they have a shortage in the middle management level. Although they are going to improve, they are still starting and are not going to be a major competitor to Thailand, Mr. Matthews said. Vietnam, with a population at 90 million and wages still lower than Thailand's, would be the main competitor at the moment, but the country also faces challenges, including double-digit interest rates. Companies are not going to move for marginal improvements. There needs to be a big change in the cost structure, he said. I still think that Thailand is a very competitive place to invest and to grow, and we are still seeing that. Manpower Thailand just obtained an international recruitment license in January, enabling the company to send Thai workers overseas. Previously, the company tended to recruit expatriates or foreign nationals to work in Thailand. The company is looking to export Thai skilled labor to the Middle East, where demand is from countries such as Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, Dubai, Oman, and Lebanon. It currently has about 100 requests for Thais to work in this market and aims to supply 200 to 300 people a year. We are not going into domestic household or construction labor, but are looking at semi-skilled and skilled labor, particularly technicians, logistics, and IT professionals and engineers to work in the oil and gas and petrochemical industries, said Mr. Matthews. The hospitality industry will also be a focus because Thais are renowned for their expertise in this area. The big markets for Thai semi-skilled and skilled labor are in Taiwan's electronics industry and the Middle East's oil and gas, petrochemical, and hospitality industries. There are currently around 400,000 Thais working overseas.